This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States is planning new sanctions against Turkey's economy if its incursion into northeastern Syria goes too far. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Turkey's president remains defiant despite U.S. criticism of his country's offensive against Kurds.
In Turkey, President Erdogan says he told President Trump and others, if you're going to stop this, stop it. But they haven't stopped it, so they will take matters into their own hands. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the U.S. is disappointed in Turkey moving in after U.S. forces moved out of northern Syria.
To be clear, we are not abandoning our Kurdish partner forces, and U.S. troops remain with them in other parts of Syria.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says there could be powerful new U.S. sanctions against Turkey.
There are no sanctions at this time, but this will be the broadest executive authorities delegated to us.
Mnuchin says if Turkey goes too far, the U.S. will shut down its economy. Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Donald Trump says the United States and China have agreed to the first phase of a trade deal that would end a 15-month-old trade war between the world's two largest economies. Mr. Trump said the deal covers a variety of fronts, including currencies and agriculture.
Well, we've come to a deal on intellectual property, financial services, a tremendous deal for the farmers, a purchase of from $40 to $50 billion worth of agricultural products.
The deal averts a 5% increase on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods set to go into effect next Tuesday. Trump has yet to change plans to impose tariffs December 15th on an additional $160 billion in Chinese products, a move that would extend the sanctions to just about everything China ships to the United States. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.